Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Badlands Media Podcast. This is John Harold, also known as Patel Patriot. I am the founder of Badlands Media, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to listening to us here on your favorite podcasting platform. Just a reminder that all of these shows air live on our Rumble channel, so be sure to tune in over there. Just go to Rumble, search for Badlands Media, and you can interact with our community and the hosts in the chat. So be sure to come join us on the Badlands Media channel on Rumble, rumble.com/Badlands Media.
We are the news now. It's a saying that has come to define a growing movement within the Truth in America First communities. And at Badlands Media, we've been doing our best to make it a reality. Due in large part to your support, Badlands has quickly grown into one of the most watched independent networks online, with dozens of citizen journalists, podcasters, and personalities across our shows. This spring, we want to take Badlands to the next level, and we invite you along for the ride as we kick off the Great American Restoration Tour. Experience everything you love about Badlands in the form of a live, ticketed event with in-person speakers, meet and greets, a VIP dinner with Badlands personalities and show hosts, and more. For those who can't join us in person, we'll be streaming the entire event as part of a special pay-per-view broadcast. So join us in Chandler, Arizona, April 20th through the 23rd. Go to badlandsmedia.net to reserve your tickets. The Badlands Media Great American Restoration Tour, powered by Furman.
Thanks for supporting Badlands America First partners. You can find a list of some of those sponsors in the description for this podcast, along with links to their websites and discount codes. We appreciate you supporting those businesses that support Badlands Media.
Benson Honey Farms raw honey is directly from the hives of this America First family-owned business in Nebraska. Why Benson's honey? The process does not overheat, does not pasteurize, or filter the honey, which guarantees that all the pollen and enzymes stays in their honey, providing tremendous health benefits for you and your family. Benson's honey never spoils or goes bad. It preserves itself. Be sure to take a look at Benson's pint squeeze bottles of raw honey to easily add delicious honey to your coffee or tea every single day. Go to BensonHoneyFarms.com and use code BADLANDS to support this show. That's BensonHoneyFarms.com, code BADLANDS. Charlene, it's an honor to have you back on. You've been in the news. You've been in the Twitter files. I saw in one of the recent threads that was released, you guys were mentioned in there as a part of that disinformation dozen that was getting targeted by tech for your too much vaccine truth you were putting out there. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the new docuseries you guys have coming out on cancer. But let's start first with the Twitter files. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, well, you know, we were right all along. And we knew it. And we knew we were being targeted. We knew that the government was colluding with these big tech platforms and media. We knew it all along and we were saying it, but they lied about us. And we just, as you know, Jordan released Propaganda Exposed, talked about it there. We've been talking about this since the 90s, man. I mean, we've had death threats, chased out of the country. We have been through a lot, but we have never stopped. And they just can't stop us. And I know that we're driving them crazy, which is why they put us on that disinformation dozen list. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when it came out, I guess it's vindication. But honestly, Jordan, we never wanted to be vindicated in this way because the cost of our vindication was the death of a lot of people. Because in the beginning of the pandemic, as you remember, we were saying that this shot's going to kill millions of people. And people are like, oh, that's crazy. That's not going to happen. Well, it is. It's actually happening right now worldwide. People are dying. They're dropping dead. People are putting together the footage where you just see one after the other dropping dead on camera. News people, mainstream news people that took the shot. And Jordan, if they had our information, that they may be alive today. And so that's very frustrating. It's very hard for me to know that we have been deplatformed, censored, for one purpose, so they could push their narrative, which is why Ty and I joined forces with Bobby Kennedy, Joseph Mercola, Aaron Elizabeth, Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoft, and others to sue the Trusted News Initiative, which is what they call themselves, because they formed a media cabal. They came together and they targeted us. They are the ones that put the fact checkers out. And their intent was to put us out of business so that we would stop taking their revenue and stop taking the trust, because they saw that people were trusting us rather than them. So we did file that lawsuit for damages, because they intended to damage us. And so there's different things that we're doing to make these wrongs right. Our goal with that specific lawsuit, and by the way, Twitter was a part of that, that Trusted News Initiative, as well as a lot of other companies. We just went after four for now: the Washington Compost, the AP, BBC, Reuters, suing them because we have it on record where they said, we're usually competitors, but we're going to come together as friends and one conglomerate to put these guys out. So let's work together. We're the ones that will be the fact checkers. We're the ones that say what is acceptable and what's not. That way we shut them down, people stop trusting them, and they continue to trust us. And the Twitter files is showing the world that's exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, this is stuff, like you were mentioning, this is not the sort of stuff that you want to be right about. You don't want to have to say, I told you so, about these kinds of claims and these kinds of information, because nobody wants to be right about that. But putting two together, common sense and critical thinking, then this is kind of, you know, what the world is showing us. But speaking of the Twitter files and then your lawsuit, is any of this information that's coming out in the Twitter files about you guys or about the censorship, are you going to be able to use that in your court case?
Yes. Yes, everything. And that's why with the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana, they got the proof that the government was colluding. We now see, Jordan, that the DHS with the CIA, FBI, they built a backdoor portal to Twitter and the other social media platforms, telling them in real time, we don't like this tweet, take it down. We don't like this account, take it down. We were one of the ones that they did that to. We had five big channels and we're still not on Twitter again, which begs the question, why? If our intent the whole time was to save lives, and we have been vindicated, and if from the beginning of putting this information out, if people would have, the reason we were doing it, Jordan, is so people that could see and not get the shot and not have to die. We were trying to get it before they got the shot. That's why they shut us down, to ensure that people got the shot. And so, yeah, we're going to use all of this in our lawsuit. We've got a lot of information. I mean, a lot of it. Now it's so bad on Facebook for us. We've got The Truth About Cancer, which that page alone has over 1 million followers. So now our personal page, we've got 54 some thousand followers plus the 5,000 allotted friends. And on that page, that's where I control everything, and they know it. So from that page, from that account, I can't pin my posts. I can't share my posts to stories most of the time. And I cannot, now they've taken my ability to even block from my big page, TTAC. I can't even block trolls that come in trying to spam people and crazy stuff. I have to get my team members to do that for me. And also on big pages, I can no longer share screenshots or pictures, because what I was doing, I know exactly why they took that function away. I have a screenshot from the Missouri General where we were named there three times. The disinformation does, and we've taken all their accounts down. We're going to shadow ban what they've got left. So I kept putting that up as proof all over the place. Like, look what they did. Look what they're doing. So now I can't post pictures. This is crazy. They are sitting on top of everything we're doing on these social media channels, and we are fighting back, and we're going to win.
And I mean, it's purely because you guys put out such quality content. Propaganda Exposed was awesome, and it was huge. And now you guys have your next docuseries coming out, the Quest for the Cure. So tell us a little bit about the success of Propaganda Exposed. How did that do? And then talk to us about your next venture here, the Quest for the Cures.
Yeah, the Propaganda Exposed was so well received, and it was really great content, and it waked a lot of people up. We were, of course, targeted because of the film. We had Google people send us screenshots of Google taking it from our followers' private space on what they used Google. There's a drive where they can put their content. They bought our film, they put it on their drive, and Google came in and took it and said, you can't have this because it breaks our content policy. So yeah, we're still in the eye of the target, you know, in the middle of the target and the tip of the spear here with our information. But with the Quest for the Cure's final chapter, as you know, Jordan, Ty and I have been making these films for a long time. We were doing the content researching in the 90s, early 2000s, put our first book, self-published, got death threats in 2006 for Cancer Step Outside the Box. But now with the films, we have traveled, of course, throughout the United States. We went into Europe to talk to those doctors, because after it was so successful here, people, we realized they really wanted to know how to heal their bodies. It's a big problem, cancer. So we went into Europe and interviewed the best doctors there. And then the Eastern Medicine series was featuring the doctors in Asia. So we've been around the world, Canada, Mexico, Australia, everywhere. And now the final chapter, this is a combination of all of our research, the best of the best. And so if the viewer doesn't have, if your followers that are watching don't have cancer themselves, they probably know someone that does. And if, even if they don't, or I can't imagine there's somebody out there now with the turbo cancers happening because of the mRNA shots, they don't know somebody with cancer. We're hearing from people with the most bizarre aggressive cancers now, which is so sad. We lost 7 family members, which is why we do what we do. If we had this information before we got the diagnosis, we would have known what to do, Jordan. So it's our life mission to get this information out to the hands and hearts of all of humanity so that they'll be armed with knowledge. So if they get the diagnosis, they'll know what to do and they won't be afraid. We see the biggest tool in our enemy's toolbox is fear. These crazy 3 COVID years, they've just pushed fear into the heart of everybody, except for us, right? We're not afraid because we know the truth. But we're putting the truth out there, which is why they're shutting us down. This film is the most important film we've ever done because we're seeing such terrible, aggressive, turbo cancers. And there are solutions. I want people watching to know that cancer is not a death sentence. As long as there's breath, there's hope. It's amazing what you can do with a body when you have the tools and the knowledge and then the connections to the best doctors and clinics, which is what we put into this 9-episode series. And of course, it's always the first episode will help the viewer understand how we got to where we are today with this medical cabal in place, controlling everything, and why the doctor that they may go to, a mainstream doctor, doesn't know. It's not that they're bad. It's literally they were educated by the medical cabal in the medical schools because they've been co-opted. They've been bought and paid for by Big Pharma. And we go into the history. So once they have that foundation, we just go systematically through all of the information. What is cancer? How do you heal it? All these protocols. Here are the doctors. Here's what they've done. And here are the cancer survivors that some cases were sent home to die who are alive and cancer free today. It's an entire education. Everything that the viewer needs to know, they'll know. And it'll take away their fear too. It will empower them to take back their health, whether it's cancer, because degenerative disease is all kind of the same thing, whether it's diabetes, cancer, weight problems, and so on. So if they learn how to take control of their health, then pharma has no more power over them, which is our goal, you know? And so it's a critical film. It goes live free to the entire world, March 29th through, I think, April 7th. So 1 episode a night. They can watch it day or night at any time, no matter where they are in the world. It's going to be available. It's just 1 click. And so I encourage them to go to thetruthaboutcancer.com/Sather and watch the trailer, sign up, both email, text, so we can bypass all this censorship with Google and Gmail. If you get the text, I mean, we're going to send you the link right to your text phone. And we don't text a lot unless we're in launch. We text you the codes to watch. And we encourage everybody to share it with everyone because together we can save lives and we can turn this thing around and we can stop the tyrants. Tyranny needs to be fed, and we feed them by acquiescing and giving our power. And they get us to do that by pushing our buttons with fear. But knowledge drives fear out, and it replaces that hole that fear was in with a faith and knowledge that really turns everything around.
Awesome. Beautiful words. And yeah, I'll make sure that link to go watch the trailer and register for the release will be in the description underneath this video. So Badlands Media is proud to be partnered with our friends at Furman Power Equipment as the sponsor of our first event, the Great American Restoration Tour in Chandler, Arizona, April 20th to 23rd. Furman generators are portable, versatile, durable, dependable, and user-friendly. Furman Power Equipment will be there to help you conquer anything life throws your way. Badlands Media is powered by Furman, and you should be too. For all your generator needs, go to FurmanPowerEquipment.com and use the discount code BADLANDS at checkout for 17% off. That's FurmanPowerEquipment.com and discount code BADLANDS for 17% off at checkout. When Mike Lindell invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow that you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com/Badlands to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer with promo code BADLANDS. MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code BADLANDS or call 800-795-5154 to get your MyPillow 2.0s now. In comparison to your previous docuseries like The Truth About Cancer and others, how much new information is in this one? And how deep do you get into different alternative therapies? Like, what are the kinds of alternative therapies and methods that you really dive into in The Quest About the Cures?
Yeah, it's by far the best series, as I said, that we've had to date. It's got all of the up-to-date information and more protocols, and we featured more doctors and experts using these protocols, and of course, the cancer survivors. The different methods that we go through, first of all, people say, well, where do I start? If I have cancer, what do I do? And after we lay the foundation of what the cabal is and what their goals are and then what cancer is, we get into these protocols. But the first thing that everybody needs to do, no matter what stage they are in their health, is to detoxify their body. Because no matter how healthy you are, there are toxins in our water, in our air. We see what happened in Ohio, right? The chemical, the trains, and now they're doing that everywhere, right? You know, and they're blowing up the food warehouses, and they're blowing up things that are causing chemicals. They're poisoning our water. But we can pull the poisons out of our body if we just know how to detoxify our body. So first of all, what are we putting into our body? What kind of water are we putting into our body? And so we have to get clean water. We have to get clean food. With every bite, Jordan, that we put into our mouth or drink, we have to think, is this feeding my body life, or is it poison? Because it's going to do one or the other. So if you're going to live on Snickers and Big Macs, forget about it. You know, you got to get off of that kind of stuff. You've got to put the right things in your body, and a juice fast, a juice cleanse. If you can cleanse just with juice, warm lemon water in the morning, all those kinds of things. So clean up your diet, detoxify your body, and then we get into different protocols. One really great protocol is a part of a protocol. And when you have cancer, you really want to hit it with everything that you've got. And so one thing is B17 or Laetril. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're probably pretty familiar. You're pretty educated on these things, Jordan, but the viewer may not know. As an example of many things that we cover, B17 is such a gift from God. The way that it works is it's found in abundance, really saturated in apple seeds or apricot seeds. We have apricot seeds here and eat them daily, but inside that seed is B17. And the way that that works is if you've got cancer cells in your body, then the B17, if you don't have cancer, it just goes through your body, a vitamin, and done. But if you have cancer, and by the way, we all have cancer cells. Sometimes it's just, if your immune system's doing its job, it'll kill the cancer and it doesn't take over. But if it's not doing its job, then that's when you have a problem. So the B17 comes in, and when it encounters the cancer cell, it's like a little army attacking the bad guys. So it comes in and it unlocks the little molecule of cyanide that God put into it. It's like a little miracle. And when that cyanide is unlocked, it goes and it's like a little spear in the cancer cell, and it kills the cancer. And it only kills the cancer. It doesn't do this to any cell but cancer cells in the body. G. Edward Griffin talked about the B17 and gets into it deeply and how it works in a world without cancer. But when that happens and it kills the cancer cell, the chemical reaction is so amazing. It releases like a painkiller effect. So it kills the cancer, and then it gives you a painkiller effect as it's doing that. I can't even imagine the mind of God. And that's just one thing of so many things that God has given us that is so powerful. And we cover that and so many other things, from B7 or B vitamin C, vitamin D. All of these vitamins are just crucial to take back our health. And there are clinics that are doing IV therapy, ozone therapy, red light beds, you name it. There's so many different things that you can do to heal your body. And as long as there's life in your body, breath in your lungs, you can heal your body. We've seen miracles. People literally almost dead, their blood being analyzed, Jordan. And the doctors, you know, there was one in Riga, Latvia that looked at the blood and said, this can't be the right blood. This is the blood of a dead person. And they were like, no, that's the right blood. And they used, I'm trying to remember, Rigvir. Rigvir was the treatment that they used there. And she literally got up within 2 weeks. She's walking around. And when she's cancer free now, she was literally almost dead. So she goes back to the cancer ward because her family picked her up out of that bed and took her to the clinic where she got Rigvir and healed. She goes back to the doctors that were doing chemotherapy and told the doctors about the healing and the Rigvir. And they said, oh, it wasn't the Rigvir. It was a delayed reaction to the chemotherapy we gave you. We healed you. Yay. But by the way, everybody else. Yeah, of course. They couldn't, they didn't, if they cared, they would have looked at it and taken it seriously, but they didn't. They just wanted to take credit. But Jordan, all of the other people in that cancer ward that were getting the chemotherapy were dead. That's the sad part about it all.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, years ago when I learned about vitamin B17, I thought to myself, well, this explains why there's that folklore around that, you know, don't eat the apple seeds, don't eat the apricot seeds, because they're poison for you. Well, you know, but vitamin B17, it has that cyanide compound in the molecular structure. So at a superficial level, one might look at that and say, oh my God, it's cyanide, it's poison. But like you were describing, when that compound comes in contact with our healthy cells, it doesn't do anything. It only releases that cyanide into the cancerous cells. So like you were describing, you know, the way nature works is pretty, pretty incredible. And something as simple as B17 is frowned upon by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, yet so simple and so magical if used properly and one knows how to use it. And it really goes to show how there's so many just incredibly simple things out there, simple compounds. We just have to know how to use these tools properly, something like vitamin C. Don't go out there and buy trash synthetic isolate vitamin C. Make sure you're getting it from a whole food source, getting enough of it, and you know, vitamin D as well. And then you go to the mainstream doctors, they say, oh yeah, take like a couple hundred IUs of vitamin D a day. Here, take this DL synthetic isolate form of vitamin D that your body can't even absorb. It's so sad. It's sad how the white lab coats out there, how the mainstream doctors who, like you said, they're not bad, they're just brainwashed by the institutions. They just don't know. They don't know when it comes to just basic things like vitamins and minerals. Take this rock calcium, take this calcium carbonate. It'll help your bones. No, it's not. That shit is chalkboard chalk. What you need is calcium from food sources, from plant sources, making it an ionic bioavailable calcium. So just basic things like this. And that's why work like yours is so important, just to re-educate people on the basics, on these sorts of things that we don't get in institutions where we should learn it, but we don't. So I thank you for doing all this sort of research on all the basics, just to help us re-understand ourselves.
Yeah, it's been a calling for sure. I mean, when you lose 7 family members, not to cancer, but to the industry, to the treatments, mm-hmm. It really is an eye-opener. And unfortunately, because we've been so lied to from the time we're born through the system, through now it's preschool and then kindergarten, and we see the crazy stuff breaking out. But even when we were little kids, we were told a specific narrative. So of course we believed it, because why would we not? I mean, these are the authorities, the teachers, they teach us that, so we think it's true. And so we're never taught about these things. You mentioned, you know, the B17, just to backtrack a little bit there, and history and what we're taught. I think you might be aware, but many of your viewers may not be aware of the Fitzgerald Report. I believe that was 1947. Now, remember, in 1910 was when the Rockefellers and Carnegies sent out Abraham Flexner to grade all of the medical schools. And the schools that were teaching chemically intensive therapies got A pluses and were funded, and the others were by the wayside, which were the herbalist, chiropractic care, and all of the other natural modalities that were around since the beginning of time. And so from 1910 to, and that was the pharmaceutical companies, they now call them pharma companies. But from 1910 then to 1947, our own Congress, our own government looked into see if there was really a conspiracy in the United States of America to suppress natural cancer treatments. And they found conclusively, and this is on the congressional record, that there was a conspiracy to suppress natural, powerful cancer treatments. And they specifically named Laetril or B17. We know people that had a clinic that they were giving IV Laetril to the patients and successfully healing people. And we're connected to all these people because of what we do. And these people are real heroes. They called us, and because the SWAT team came into their office, and there were patients with IVs in their arms, and they had bags of pills. Literally, the SWAT team took their bags of pills, took the IVs out of their arms, and sent them packing and took the staff to jail. I mean, this is what's going on. Now, while we have the shot that's killing so many people around the world, and they're still pushing the shot, and they've killed so many people, there's somebody that's healing. They've killed no one, but they come and they put them
in jail. Was this SWAT raid in America, or was it in a different country?
In America. Yes, it was in America.
Lovely. I mean, raw milk farmers get swatted, yes. And people giving IVs of natural compounds like, B17 that's found in apricot kernels, boom, they get swatted. But Pfizer doesn't.
We're put on hit list. We're put on hit list because we talk about it. You know, mm-hmm. We're deplatformed. We're censored. So it's such a massive campaign of lies and deception that really lead to death. And we're doing the opposite, you know, because our work has proven testimonies after testimonies of people that were sent home to die that are today very healthy, alive and cancer-free, or there are young parents that are no longer vaccinating, and they see a big difference between the children that were vaccinated with the children that were not vaccinated. So we're infusing the world with truth that then brings vibrant, healthy life, and we're attacked. So the world is just upside down. At least the system's in place. And so we're doing what we can, everything that we can, to get the truth out there, to continue to save lives. And I just appreciate you, Jordan. You know, you contacted me when you saw that we were putting this film out, because you believe in us. And as much as you believe in us, we believe in you. And we do have to lock arms. We have to help each other. We have to stand together. And so I encourage the viewer to share all of, not just this one, but all of Jordan's shows, because people need to understand the truth, live in the truth, because we together could literally shrivel the grid of tyranny overnight if we stop complying. We just say no, and we live in our freedom, in our power. Do not give them your power. Don't give it to them. Don't say yes to something you know is wrong. Stand where you are. Stand firm. Don't do the shot. Don't do the therapies they're recommending, whether it's chemotherapy. And if someone decides to do chemotherapy, we want to help them too. There are things that we can do together with the chemotherapy to help it to target cancer cells rather than just blowing up your entire body. So you have to be the one to make the choice, but we must stick together. And so share this with everybody you know, watch our trailer, sign up, watch the film, and live.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Charlene, for everything you're doing for this new Quest for the Cures docuseries you have coming out. That was March 29th to April 6th or 7th, you said, 9 days. Okay. And there's going to be one episode released every single day. It's a full hour to an hour and a half, pretty much documentary a day. And then, can't wait for it. It's going to be great. I'll put the trailer down below so people can watch the trailer, register there, and keep going, doing your fantastic work, and keep healing people, keep inspiring people, because Lord knows we need it now more than ever.
Thanks, Jordan. Mm-hmm.
Silicon Valley Bank debacle demonstrated just how fragile our banking system can be. We don't know what the future holds, but history has shown us that physical gold and silver are a reliable store of value to protect your wealth. Don't let fear of the unknown paralyze you. Take the first step towards securing your financial future. Reach out to Kirk and his team at kirkelliottphd.com/badlands. That's kirkelliottphd.com/badlands.